Now you will hear segment three.
Once upon a time, men were treated like indulged children in the house, and women bustled about cleaning, sweeping, and cooking. That was 50 years ago, some men say. But ask a woman, and she's more than likely to disagree. If you want to start a domestic argument, all you have to do is ask about housework and the division of labor. For that matter, ask what housework means. Does gardening count? How about running a snowblower? To settle the score, a new study from the Institute of Social Research examined how the housework burden is shared by women and men. Here to tell us about it is Gail Jordan, one of the researchers who helped conduct the study. Gail, can you tell us what you found out?
Well, it probably will come as no surprise that women still do much more than men around the house. Though, to be fair, men are getting better. But the really surprising finding that the study revealed stands out like a streak of clean glass on a dirty window. Nobody really cares that much about housework at all anymore. In 1965, women did 40 hours of housework a week, men a mere 12. Nowadays, women are averaging 27 hours, men, closing the gap, average 16. That means housework has decreased, even as the average house size has ballooned.
That is surprising. What do you think is responsible?
Well, for millions of Americans, it comes down to simple logic. He works, she works. The kids need to be transported all over creation for soccer and piano lessons. It seems that people are simply too busy doing other things to worry about mopping and tidying up when they do get home.
Tell us how you went about gathering the data.
We studied the habits of 6,000 people from the United States and around the world. Each participant kept a daily record of the work they did around the house, from sweeping the kitchen floor to changing the oil in the car. As it turned out, American men were much more helpful than Japanese men, 4 hours a week. But they were slackers compared to the Swedes, 24 hours a week. We also got a lot of anecdotal evidence that gave us insight into the situation. When it comes to thankless chores, of course, everyone thinks they're doing too much already and that their other half could be doing just a little bit more. A Chicago woman, for example, noted that every time her husband gets a raise, he starts throwing his clothes all over the floor. Her husband defended himself by saying that he considers himself a pretty helpful mate, a virtue he attributes to having his consciousness raised in the 70s by a succession of girlfriends. He says he sets the table, clears and washes the dishes after the meal, and then fixes whatever needs fixing. But his wife gives him credit for doing the dishes, period. But what tends to come out in a lot of the couple interviews is that neither spouse claims to be a fanatic about cleaning. The wife from Chicago acknowledged that she doesn't even know where the iron is. And her husband grudgingly admitted that he could be doing more around the house.
Were you able to pinpoint what's behind this fall off in housework?
Interestingly, yes. Our research shows that people are working hard, just not at hunting dust bunnies. We concluded that a strong job market in the 1990s was responsible for the start of the phenomenon we call vanishing housework. Women in the study averaged 24 hours of paid work outside the home, while men averaged 37. And for those keeping score, this means that men total 53 combined hours of job and housework, women 51.
And what are the ramifications of those statistics?
It seems that everybody is simply trying to do too much. With families on the run, the home has been reduced to a changing station, a pit stop between wind sprints. What came out loud and clear in the study is that it's a question of priorities. Some things simply matter more than others. And the thing that's on the top of many people's list is kids. For all the demands on their time, most parents are not shirking when it comes to the kids. In fact, another recent study from the University of Michigan this time found that most parents, both those who work and those who stay at home, spend more time with their children than parents did 20 years ago. As a female pediatrician in suburban Milwaukee put it, house cleaning for her ranks a distant second to spending quality time with her kids. Either the house is clean or I see my kids, she said. And as a pediatrician, it's bad form not to see the kids. For her and plenty of others, the mess will still be there when they get home. The kids, on the other hand, grow up fast, and then they'll be gone.
Well, it certainly sounds like people have their priorities in the right place, despite the extra dust bunnies under the furniture. Thanks for being with us today.
Now you will hear questions 46 through 50. 46. What was the surprising finding that the study revealed? 47. What did the study reveal about American men? 48. What is responsible for the decrease in housework? 49. What does the researcher's anecdote about the couple in Chicago show? 50. What shift in society's priorities did another recent study uncover? 6.